Hi, what up, world? Well, today was awesome, like always, but supposedly I was going to sleep early, like at 12, because I haven't slept very well, and it's already 4 in the morning. What am I doing? But it was worth it. Today, I went to this place, Long Beach. I knew a couple of people there. It was good. I danced. I met a couple of new people. I got 2 Instagrams, and it was nice. But what I want to talk about is what happened today. And after everything went down, I was about to go out. I was about to go to my house already. And in my way to the parking lot, one of my friends was hanging around with 2 girls. And I just say bye, and I was walking to a car, but the guy was telling me, "Oh, come." So I knew that was code for I need a wingman. I was kind of excited because it's been a while since I've been like a wingman in these situations, because I have mentioned that in the past I used to hang around with social dynamics guy, pickup artist guys. And we used to do that for each other, sometimes there was like a set or like a group of 2 girls, and sometimes one wanted to get the number or go for the kiss, but since there was 2 girls, like the other friend wouldn't let him, so that's why he needed a wingman for the other guy to hang around with the other girl and make chat, make friends or entertain the other girl while the other guy was trying to get the number or a kiss from the girl. But anyways, that happened today, and it was cool because I haven't done that for a while, so I haven't, my verbal game is not that good. But since I've been trying to put myself in positions where I have to get out of my comfort zone, I decided to take it. So I talked to the other girls, which I was impressed. Like, she's pretty, but I wasn't that attractive. Like, seriously, I wanted to go home. But I was like, okay, I'll just talk to this girl while my friend do his business. And I started talking to her, and I was impressed. Like, this girl had her life straight. Like, she was an independent woman. She has her life together. She likes to do cool stuff. I was surprised. At the end of the night, I was like, hey, you know what? I should get her Instagram, because she is like a cool girl to hang out, and she was totally nice. Like, the conversation with her, it went really well, and she was paying attention to what I was saying. So that's the good thing about like putting yourself outside your comfort zone. Like, yeah, maybe sometimes it's going to suck, but sometimes you'll be surprised of what like the future has for you. Whatever you want to call the universe, God, fate, karma has for you. So yeah, it's good to always go out of your comfort zone. So after that, like, my friend got the phone number and the kiss, and they finally decided to just go home, and I hang out with this friend, and we talk about it. But the next thing that I want to talk to is what you get for giving value to other people, like especially with this friend. I've been trying to talk to him for a while because he always gives me props of how I dance and like the people that I know, and it's surprising because he is like an alpha guy. He also has already his life together. He makes good money. He does good stuff. Like, he goes bike riding. He has a motorcycle, a horse. It's insane. Like, it's his way, lifestyle is good. And the only reason why he likes me and likes to hang around with me is because I've been giving him value from the get-go. Like, I introduce him to my friends. I give him tips on dancing. I give him tips with social interactions. And that's why he has been wanting to hang around. So after that, we went to have some dinner. We talk about, like, our life. Like, just trying to bond like brothers, you know? And it's insane. Like, what you get from you being the one who gives the value first. In the future, I'm pretty sure we're going to bike ride and do cool stuff. Like, he was telling me that, hey, that you can even ride my bike, or like ride that horse, my horse. So I was like, wow, this is insane, dude. Like, so that's what I highly suggest you. I have already talked about this, but guys, like, just give value, like, to anybody, or like the people that you want to hang around with. Like, always, another aspect that I want to talk to is, like, also be picky with the friends that you hang around with. Like, I sometimes I sound like a messed up person, but seriously, like, if you have negative attitude, like, I stay away from, I try everything in my power to stay away from you. Like, no matter if we went to high school together, or you're part of my family, or you are good friends with somebody that I'm friends with, like, or like a guy that I'm like super cool with, or a girl that I like. Sorry, if you have negative attitude, or it seems that you're just a taker, you're not a giver, like, I stay away from you. So yeah, be picky, and but once that you see, like, the people that you want to hang around, and you see that they are like potential good friends, just be the first one who gives value, and don't hold back. It's worth it. All right then, guys, that's all for tonight. Check out the Instagram page. It's social_stoic_dancer. That's right. It's in the bio of the podcast if you want to check it. Like, tell me what you want to know. Give me your feedback about the pictures that I post, or like the podcast that I do. And I will really appreciate it. I try to always make this podcast better. And like always, keep going at it and keep grinding. All right then, guys. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.